Late last year, the Cuomo administration laid out its agenda to address New York's future energy requirements. All this week, reporters from the Innovation Trail are putting different parts of that complex energy puzzle under the microscope. New York is home to some of the oldest power facilities in the U.S. with stricter emissions regulations. The result is tough conditions for coal-fired plants. This morning, Kate O'Connell takes a closer look at one power plant caught in a changing energy landscape.
This is the boiler. The coal goes in, it gets combusted.
For decades, the NRG power plant has dominated the skyline of Dunkirk, as well as creating local jobs and contributing almost a quarter of the city's operating budget.
Oftentimes, communities don't want power plants in their backyards.
Senator Kathy Young.
This is just exactly the opposite, because the people of Chautauqua County understand how critically important keeping this power plant is to them.
After outlaying millions to bring the Dunkirk station up to speed with environmental regulations, NRG posted significant losses in the year to February 2012, when the price of natural gas began to plummet, taking electricity prices with it. The result? NRG no longer sees the coal plant as a viable business, but the state says Dunkirk station is too integral to power reliability in the area to shut it down completely.
The second boiler.
Two of the four towers have already been taken offline, with a third to follow in May. But the fourth will continue to run until a decision is made. Repower the facility with natural gas, or bypass it with transmission lines that bring power in from elsewhere. The choice is a no-brainer for Dunkirk Mayor Anthony Dulles.
The impact that energy has is tremendous, and I think the citizens of Dunkirk are well aware of that, and that's why they're behind the repowering of the facility.
If you don't repower the existing Dunkirk, then what's at risk is really the jobs and the tax base for the community.
John Baylor is NRG's Director of Development. He says repowering the station fits the Cuomo administration's energy highway blueprint for the state's energy infrastructure. And better still, NRG would bankroll it.
The plant today that we're proposing is a 440 megawatt combined cycle unit, and that's about $500 million of capital investment.
That's a good deal, says Senator Kathy Young.
It would not only create 500 construction jobs during the building of the new plant, but it also would preserve existing jobs, and that's very important.
Jim Baylor agrees.
Our view is that generation is going to be better than transmission. You have strong economic benefits from investing in the local community, rather than just fixing the wires so that you can import more power from out of state.
But Jim Burpee, president and CEO of the Canadian Electricity Association, says transmission and cross-border integration of supply makes more sense.
The number one benefit of integrated system between Canada and the U.S. has been and continues to be and will be going forward the reliability of the system.
And Burpee makes another point. Canada represents a large source of non-carbon emitting generation.
If there's an objective to decrease the amount of carbon in the overall supply in North America, then it would argue for more integration between Canada and the U.S.
NRG's John Baylor says their plan to repower with a natural gas combined cycle system would encourage green energy development within the state. Combined cycle technology has the ability to scale electricity production up and down very quickly, making the technology an ideal partner for green and intermittent energy sources, like wind.
It's a more natural support, and just the way that energy can be generated, turned on and off, that matches nicely with wind and other intermittent renewable energy sources.
So what's the next step? National Grid, which owns and operates the upstate transmission networks, will evaluate NRG's plan and make a recommendation to the Public Services Commission on whether repowering the plant or upgrading transmission lines will be better for customers, the environment and grid stability. Mayor Dulles says he's seeing overwhelming support for the repowering scenario in Dunkirk, even though the plant would require less manpower in the long term.
Natural gas is just that much more efficient that they'll go from 145 jobs when this process began down to 26. But the glass half full look is it will make the plant stable for the next 50 plus years.
That trade-off is one that a lot of other power plants and their surrounding communities will also be weighing up as the use of coal in electricity production continues to decline. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.
Tomorrow, the Innovation Trail's series on New York's complex energy puzzle continues with the story of a $2 billion transmission project to deliver electricity to New York City. Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more, visit innovationtrail.org.